Polymarket Eyes, 400-mailer raise at 15B valuation on demand. Surge Polymarket is reportedly in talks to raise as much as $400 million at a $15 billion valuation, Crypto Potato reported on April 20, 2026. If the round closes near the top of that range, it would sit among the larger 2026 funding events in crypto-adjacent markets and would place Polymarket inside the most valuable tier of private Web3 infrastructure companies. The report did not name a lead investor, and Polymarket has not publicly confirmed terms. A $15 billion tag is a jump, not a repricing. Polymarket's last widely discussed valuation was a fraction of this figure. A step up of this size in a single round signals that late-stage investors think prediction market volume is not a 2024 election one-off. The gap between prior marks and $15 billion is wide enough to pressure test the core assumption behind the round, that sports outcomes, central bank decisions, geopolitical milestones, and macro prints now generate enough repeat engagement to justify a multi-billion dollar private valuation on platform and order flow alone. Context matters for how that number lands. Bitcoin traded at $75,973 as of April 20, 2026, up 1.6% on the day, and the Fear and Greed Index sat at 55, neutral. The funding environment this year has been selective. Stablecoin issuers, prediction markets, and tokenization infrastructure with visible revenue have been getting marked up. Speculative DeFi projects have been under pressure after the KelpDAO drain and the Rave collapse earlier in April. A $400 million raise at a $15 billion valuation sits firmly on the favored side of that split. What new capital would fund for Polymarket in its current position? Fresh funding has three obvious uses, each with a clear cost structure. U.S. market access, ongoing legal, licensing, and registration work to broaden or entrench the platform's footprint inside the United States. Kalshi has pushed aggressively on federal registration, and Polymarket will need to match the pace. Liquidity and market-making depth. Tighter books across a larger catalog of markets, particularly sports and macro, where a small spread determines whether a market is a real trading venue or a novelty. Platform and compliance infrastructure. Serving sustained mainstream inflow requires heavy back-end investment, especially around settlement, KYC, and audit trails for event contracts. Polymarket uses USDC for market settlement, so stablecoin rails are baked into the operating cost base. Any volume growth scales the stablecoin footprint with it. How prediction market demand got this big? Through early 2026, Polymarket has featured in mainstream coverage across multiple categories that used to live on separate platforms. Presidential approval, ceasefire odds, central bank rate paths, Supreme Court rulings, sports outcomes. The platform's numbers have moved from crypto Twitter curiosity to a data source that traditional financial media cite, alongside betting markets and polls. One reference point for that shift is our earlier coverage of Polymarket odds on a U.S.-Iran peace deal, which was quoted across general interest outlets once the number crossed 70%. When probabilities on a platform get quoted in cable news, the flow tends to follow. Another piece of the funding thesis is the way distribution keeps expanding. Social media integrations and embedded betting rails have pulled retail flow into prediction markets at a scale that would have been difficult to reach 2 years ago. Growth on that axis is what underwrites the jump from a sub-$10 billion mark to $15 billion. The regulatory overhang has not gone away. A $15 billion valuation implicitly bets that the U.S. regulatory environment either opens further or stays stable enough for Polymarket to operate and expand. The bet is not trivial. Prediction markets still straddle CFTC event contract rules, SEC thinking on what counts as a security, and state-level gambling statutes that periodically try to reach across jurisdictional lines. Recent signals have leaned permissive. The SEC chair's comments about ending regulation through enforcement suggest a direction of travel. CFTC posture on event contracts has moved away from outright blockage. But the issue is not closed. State attorneys general have taken action against Kalshi and Polymarket in the past, and each one reopens the debate. For an investor writing a check at this valuation, the calculus is that regulatory risk is pricing in, not pricing out. What this tells us about the 2026 crypto funding market: prediction markets are now an asset class that private capital is willing to underwrite at nine-figure ticket sizes. That is a meaningful shift from the 2021-2022 pattern, when most of the large crypto rounds went to exchanges, custodians, and L1 infrastructure. The capital is chasing platforms with identifiable order flow and a line of sight on regulated expansion, rather than speculative token launches. Investors appear willing to pay up for three things this cycle: real user growth, real fee revenue, and a credible regulatory pathway. Polymarket, if the reported terms hold, would be the latest example of that pattern, not an exception to it.